Welcome to the Over a Cup podcast. I'm your host, Tara Cole. This podcast is for moms who feel too busy, distracted, and tired to spend time with Jesus, much less help their kids do the same. This podcast will help you feel encouraged, inspired, and equipped to fight distractions and find the time to deepen your family's relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for being here with me. Pour yourself a cup as we learn how to focus on Jesus together.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Over a Cup podcast. I am so glad that you're here joining me in season three. Last month was the 2-year anniversary of the Over a Cup podcast. I cannot believe we have been doing this for 2 years together. So this season is all about my new book, Everyday Prayers for the School Year, that just released in August of 2022. This book has been a labor of love with the Million Praying Moms and Brooke McLaughlin, and I am so excited to get it into your hands. The first episode of season three began with Brooke and I working together to explain to you, one, why prayer is so important, and how to pray God's word over your children. So if you missed that episode and you're wondering as we go through this podcast season, where do I even begin? How do I pray God's word over my children? What if I don't want to pray over their school year, but there's something else that's going on in our house I want to pray about? Brooke and I break it down and give you good resources in the episode. Then in episode number 2, Mary Carver joined me to talk about our kids and their relationships with friends, and we did a deep dive into friendships in that episode. And then in episode 3, Michelle Derricks joined me, and we talked about our children's relationship with us. And we dove into hard subjects there about protecting our kids online and what that might look like and all the things. So if you missed any of those episodes, I would encourage you to go back. Now, this episode is going to be about our relationships with our teachers, whether it's you or our children's teachers in the public, private, online school, all the things. As we go through this season, we're covering the 5 topics that are in the book that we pray over. So in Everyday Prayers for the School Year, we pray over friendships, we pray over our students' relationships with their teachers, their character, their gifts, and of course, their schoolwork. So whether you're a homeschooling parent or a public school parent or somewhere in between, we've got you covered. Or if you have pre-K through college, we're calling this Every Age and Stage, because I really wrote this book with the heart of making sure that it would reach all parenting decisions when it came to the type of schooling you feel you're being called to in this season. And I say season because sometimes that changes. And all parenting ages of school-aged children, whether they're in pre-K or whether they're in college, these topics are written broad enough to cover all those bases. And if you're thinking, well, I'm a grandparent, what does this have to do with me? Or I don't have children right now, what does this have to do with me? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we can be praying into the lives of those children in our lives. So if you're a grandparent, grab a copy of this book and pray intentionally over your grandchildren's school year. You often have more time in your days than the sweet mamas who are listening. And so you can spend even more intentional time in prayer over your grandkids and maybe even your great-grandkids' school years. If you are a friend or an aunt, I know your hearts for these kids are every bit as much in love with them as their parents, and you can have the privilege of praying over their school year. And can you imagine how it would feel to a child if their aunt or uncle texted them and said, hey, I'm praying this prayer for you today? That would mean the world to them. And so don't hesitate, if you don't have children living in your home right now, to pray over those children living in your lives. And so right now we're going to talk about school year and teaching. Teaching has always been a passion of mine since I was a little girl. So as I grew up in Pennsylvania, I would set up a schoolroom every single summer for my brother and sister. So we would have desks and chairs, and I would make worksheets, and we would spend our entire summer just about playing school. And oftentimes they would be better at school than I was, because I had taught them everything I learned the year before during that summer, whether they realized it or not. And so being a teacher has always been my heart. Even when I grew up a little bit and was in driver's ed, I remember tutoring the other students in my driver's ed class on our lunch break because I understood the material and some of them didn't. So I would tutor them in driver's ed. I even, for many years, tutored children in reading as a teenager and through college. That was one of the part-time jobs I had, was tutoring kids in reading. If you know me in real life, you know, if I have something I know, I cannot help but teach it to you if you need it too. Teaching is my heart. So when Brooke McLaughlin first asked her writers in the Million Praying Moms group who would be interested in writing this prayer journal, I need someone who has experience with the teacher side, with the homeschooling side, with all these different things and doesn't really favor one over another, I quickly raised my virtual hand because I absolutely love to teach. And because I was homeschooled my last 3 years of high school and my kids are in public school right now, but I always leave that choice open if that's where God leads us down the road. And so all the schooling types, depending on your season, I have a heart for them all, and I especially have a heart for teaching. So today, I'm not going to do a deep, huge dive into teaching because we're doing that in prayer club in October. So if you're wondering what that is, just send me a message, or you can look on my Instagram post for the link and profile, or you can go to taralcole.com/everydayprayers and you'll find information about prayer club. I'm also doing a deep dive into all five topics over the next 6 months and with our Patreon partners. So again, if you want to find out what that is, just go to my website, taralcole.com, or my Instagram link and profile. So we're going to do a deep dive into all five topics in those formats online. But there are two very important parts of the teacher-parent and teacher-student relationship that I want to talk with you about today. First, let's address teachers and parents, because oftentimes our students' attitudes stem from our attitudes. One thing I want to tell you today, if I could tell you nothing else, as a teacher and as I support my teachers, is your teachers need your support and encouragement. More than anything else, they need to know that you're on a team with them, that you're not against them when it comes to your students, but you all are a team. Yes, there will be difficult teachers, but oftentimes I feel that if you approach it as a team mindset from the first email you send them, even if at the moment you find out who they are, you just send them an email that says, "Hey, I'm so excited that you're my child's teacher. Here are some things you might like to know about them, some things that help them, encourage them. And I am so excited we're on this team together." Letting them know that from the outset, whether it's an email, maybe a card during Meet the Teacher, maybe something said during Back to School Night. But if you approach it as a team, oftentimes those bad relationships that could crop up are dissolved because a teacher knows you're for them and that you're encouraging them. If you're the teacher, so you're thinking, "I'm a homeschool parent, what does this have to do with me?" I want you to find that encouragement. So maybe you don't have it in your house, or maybe you do, but join with like-minded parents who can encourage you on this journey. Even if you're not in a homeschool group necessarily, find other parents in your physical community where you live, or in an online community who can be there for you and encourage you. And if you're someone who's watching someone teach your children, so maybe you're a husband, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, or cousin, or someone else that's leaning in and watching a mother homeschool her children, I would like to encourage you. Give her that encouragement. Give her a coffee break every now and then. Say, "Hey, I notice how hard you're working. Take the afternoon off and I'll watch the kids and you go have coffee with your friends." Or it's Saturday morning. Maybe that's not possible during the week, but maybe on Saturday morning you could say, "Hey, here's $20. Go treat yourself and I'll watch the kids for you this morning while you go get a break." Or shoot them a text or an email or a letter encouraging them. But whether you're in the backseat watching a homeschool parent or whether you are working with public school or private school or online teachers, I would really encourage you to reach out and make the effort to let them know, first and foremost, you are for them and for your student, and that you are on the same team as them. That goes a long way to helping those relationships. I know when students reach out to me, because I'm a college professor now, so I don't work with parents necessarily, but I work with the students. And when they reach out to me and say, "Mrs. Cole, I am so excited to be in your class this semester. I look forward to learning X, Y, and Z." That immediately sets up a good relationship. Is it necessary? Absolutely not. It's not necessary, but it gives that good relationship a start. So I know this kid is invested and they're involved and they're here to learn. And that really communicates well so that when they run into problems throughout the semester, or if you're a parent, when your kids run into problems throughout the school year, those problems are being addressed from a team point of view first and foremost, and not an antagonistic point of view, because a teacher already knows you're on their side and you're working together for your students' best. Now, I know there are some out there that are saying, what if I have a horrible teacher? What if this happens? I would say that's hopefully few and far between, but there are times when the teachers aren't doing their jobs. Maybe they are new to what they're doing, or maybe they are experienced and really tired, or maybe they're being encouraged to go online and don't have the training, or that's not their thing. First and foremost, I would encourage you to kindly address it with the teacher, because you can be right in the wrong tone of voice. And so as you email them, as you speak with them on the phone or face to face, please express your concerns in a positive tone of voice. Please pray before you go into those meetings with your teacher. If there's problems, ask for God's guidance, wisdom, and insight, and for his patience and for listening ears, so that, again, you approach this from a humble standpoint instead of going in there and mama bearing them. That can be really hard. As you'll read in the book, I have had opportunities where I wanted to mama bear the school because we had problems. But when God slowed me down and I prayed about it and spoke to my mentors and really slowed down my mouth and gave myself a couple days to cool off, then the situation went much, much better. And so I would encourage you to do the same thing. If you're having problems with a teacher, slow yourself down, pray about it, and then go to the teachers themselves first in a good tone of voice. That may not always work, and honestly, it doesn't. I've had friends even this school year where it didn't work. And so in that case, go to an administrator or someone above them if you need to. But pray, start with the teacher, and then move up to administrator if your problem isn't solved. And again, watch your tone of voice, watch your demeanor, and try not to go in there full of anger, because anger doesn't help anybody. Yes, the anger can be used for good, to help your student and act on behalf of someone that's hurting, but we don't need to go in there angry and say something that misrepresents Christ, that we will regret later, and that sets up a bad example for our kiddos. And so please just watch your tone of voice, even though you're really upset. Go in there and be Jesus, even in that hard situation. And if you need prayers about a situation, I would be honored to pray for you and your kiddos. So just shoot me a message, connect with me through my website, and I would be honored to pray with you over the situations you're finding yourselves in. The next thing, if we're talking about teacher-student relationships, if I could say one thing to my students, and I do on TikTok, as I was thinking through this podcast episode, I thought, I'm going to go on TikTok this week and tell my students about this. But I will tell you now and do a deeper dive into it. But if I could say one thing to students, it would be to communicate with your teachers, because oftentimes students feel confused, or they feel lost, or they don't understand, and they stay lost in that. They keep getting frustrated with their homework. They keep having meltdowns at home, or in my case, my students in their dorm rooms. They keep having these problems and they don't progress in the class and in their learning, but they never ask their teachers for help or tell them that they're struggling. Most teachers, I would say 99.5% of teachers, absolutely love their jobs. They are there to teach. Believe me, the pay for teachers is not enough for us to do this just because we need a job. Many, many teachers, and I would say most, do it because we love it and love students and want to see them succeed. Are there teachers that won't answer your questions? Absolutely. Again, there are bad apples in every barrel. But the majority of teachers are there because they want to work with you and to see you succeed and see your students succeed. So I would encourage students to please communicate with your teachers. If you don't understand the instructions, if you are confused about something, if you can't find page numbers, one student this week just messaged me and said, "Hey, Mrs. Cole, I'm not sure what you're referring to here. Can you help me out?" And so I helped them out and clarified what I meant. But I want to encourage your students to reach out to their teachers and communicate with them. The next thing they need to communicate on is if they get sick or something happens in your family, like a family crisis. Your teachers need to know that, because a lot of times I'll have students that will come to me 2 and 3 weeks later, and I've been sending them emails and messages saying, where are you? What's going on? They never got back to me. I have no idea what's going on. And often I teach like 8 week courses at the most. I teach 15 week courses, and getting behind by 2 or 3 weeks in either of those is really hurts my students' grades. Even if you're in a school system with a full 9 months, 180 days of classes, getting 2 or 3 weeks behind can really hurt your student. So make sure when your child is sick, or if they're in college, when they're sick, encourage them to reach out to the teachers first thing and let them know, hey, I'm sick, or this family crisis has happened. Can you help me here? What's your late work policy? What's your makeup work policies? If those aren't in the syllabus somewhere or in a online course somewhere, but find out what those policies are. Find out what the teacher is willing to help you do or is able to help you do. Sometimes their hands are tied by policies. Connect with your teacher immediately as soon as that crisis happens or someone gets sick so that they can help you. I am more than willing to work with my students, but I need to know when it first happens, because if it's 2 or 3 weeks behind, oftentimes I can't help them because there is so much work they would need to catch up on, or their grade has fallen so far that they just have to retake the course. In the case of public school students, I would hate for them to fail a class just because they got sick with something. And in this post-COVID world, that is still a reality. Some kids get hardly sick at all. Some kids get very sick. And even without that, there's still family members dying. There's crises in families and stuff like that. Please communicate those with your teachers and have your students communicate with them. And then as you're looking at communication, make sure now today more than ever that you know how your teachers are communicating. And what I mean is, if they're messaging you through a online system, make sure you know that. If they're messaging you through email, make sure you know that. If they prefer to connect this certain other way, because there are lots of other ways I'm probably not covering, make sure you know how they're communicating with you so that you don't lose important emails and messages. Because I tell my own students, hey, this is how I'm going to communicate with you. I'm going to message you at least once a week. This is what I'm going to message you through is our online system, and you are responsible for the information in those emails. Teachers aren't always that clear. I know that from experience. I've been teaching at the college level since 2007, but you need to help your student find out how the teachers are communicating. That is so, so important. If I could preach one thing, it would be to communicate when you're lost, when you're confused, and when a life situation has come up. So as we close out today, I want to pray over our relationships with our teachers. Again, whether it's you as a homeschooling parent, or whether you're working with a teacher online, private school, face-to-face, or anywhere in between, let's pray over those relationships. God, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to send our kids to school and for them to learn, because we know that many, many kids throughout the world do not have the privilege that our kids have. I pray that you will be with these relationships this school year, that if a mama is homeschooling her kids, that you will give her wisdom and insight into what her kids need, that if they're feeling frustrated, that you will give her wisdom and insight into where that frustration is coming from and help her to help them learn the things they need to. If there are parents who are sending their kids off to school each day, whether it be virtually or face-to-face, I pray that you will be in those situations. Please give those teachers the wisdom and insight they need. Please strengthen them and give them patience for the students they have in their classroom. And please help them to connect with those students and to love them well. As far as the students go, please give them the courage to communicate with their teachers when they feel lost or confused or a life situation has come up. I ask you to please be in those situations. Please bring understanding where there is confusion. Please bring health where there is sickness. And please bring healing when there are family tragedies happening. I thank you so much that your presence always goes with us wherever we go, and that you tell us you love us and you are for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all for joining me today. You all have a great month, and I will see you back here next time. Bye-bye. friends, cue the confetti. Today, Everyday Prayers for the School Year is available everywhere books are sold. This book will help you pray God's Word intentionally over your child's school year, no matter your schooling choice. As a college professor and a mother to school-aged children, I also wrote it to be applicable to all ages and stages from pre-K through college. Pick up your copy today and begin praying God's Word over your school year. For more information, go to taralcole.com/books.
Make sure you don't miss a single episode, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave a rating and review on iTunes to help others find Over a Cup and join us on this journey. Thank you.